would have coffee houses usually once a month, and we would have local performers as well as exhibits, and we would have readings from local performers, and then probably about once every 3 months we would have concerts. These concerts would bring in many people, at least 250 people. We were a gathering place for many discussions, many political debates. We had forums on nuclear disarmament. We had forums on abortion rights. We had forums on women's health, alcohol and drugs and how they affect women's bodies. And we had forums on women candidates that were running. We also endorsed NOW, and we would have meetings there and invite chapters to meet. I think that a lot of political activity occurred there, informally as well as formally. My role as a facilitator ended up with me often being the president of the organization off and on, and a facilitator. But I also very much was a believer in traditions and rituals. And so somehow I honored the seasons in a spiritual way. And there were women in the community that really were yearning for a spiritual connection. And oftentimes they found that at Wild Sisters. And in that sisterhood feeling, my role as bringing us together and acknowledging the goddess within was very important. And I don't know that that would have happened without me, I humbly say.